Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Okay, here's number 4. The 4th thing that I think a drama mama is she's proud of her anger. Proverbs 21:24. Proud and haughty scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. Yep, she's proud of her anger. Have you ever heard anybody talking and they say, "I gave her a piece of my mind"? Now, when I say that, I always say I wanted to give her a piece of my mind, just a little piece, because I don't have much to give. But that's what I'm just joking around. But have you ever heard anybody bragging about that? Have you ever heard anybody said, "I told him just what I thought about the whole situation"? Well, you know, I don't know anywhere in the Bible where it says we're supposed to just spew out our thoughts and tell everybody what we think. Then I've heard somebody say, "He didn't get away with it with me." You know, she's proud that she caught somebody in what they were doing. Well, I have to admit to you this much. People that are proud of their anger, people that are scorners and have proud wrath, they jump to a lot of conclusions. They think people are doing things on purpose. That's part of their anger issue. I don't know if you realize it or not. My mind goes back to years ago when I was in a McDonald's. I'd walked in just to get a small senior coffee, black coffee. That's all I was going to get. And I walked into this McDonald's, and I walked right up to the register and started telling the lady, "I want this." And all of a sudden, I heard behind me this lady go, "Well, I never." And she said it loud enough that she knew I'd hear it, and she wanted me to hear it. And so I turned around and looked at her. I said, "Oh," I said, "were you in line here and wanting to order?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Oh." And so I just, now this is what I did. I'm not sure that it's really good that I did it, but I exaggerated. And I said, "Oh, ma'am, cancel that order." And I backed up, you know, with my arms up in the air real big, like, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And I just got behind her like that. And I thought, in my mind, can I be honest with you? I thought, she's angry at me because she thought she's just jumping in front of me, you know, and wanting to order, and she don't care about what the line is and all that. Well, I didn't. It was completely innocent. It was completely ignorant of me, but it was innocent, you know. Now, can I tell you, there's so many times when I walk in and I say, "Are you in line?" I always say, "Are you in line? Am I getting in front of you?" And, you know, I'll say things like that now because I realize I do have a tendency to not pay attention when people are just standing around looking up at the menu. Because do you know that when I go into McDonald's, I never have to look at a menu? I know exactly what I want when I walk in. I've known the menu. Plus, I'm the kind of person that gets the same thing all the time. I don't relate to those of you out there that you got to decide what you want. What do I feel like today? Well, I just feel like the same thing all the time. So it's not because I wanted to jump in front of her. It's just because I didn't think about her standing there that she was ready to order. So anyway, I'm just telling you, that's one of the things that I notice about people that have this, they're proud of their anger, is they jump to a lot of conclusions. And if you find yourself relating to this story, that you get angry with people because you know what they were doing and why they were doing it, can I encourage you to just check it out. Stay calm for a few minutes and figure it out. And don't be a drama mama and be proud of your anger. The Bible says to be angry and sin not. I think that means to be careful about your anger. I think that means you're supposed to think before you act in any situation, especially when it comes to anger. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.